To the editor. I'm very concerned about some individuals who are attempting to cause disturbances in our community. They have harassed the elected municipal government in Thorholt and are sowing mistrust in our institutions by promoting conspiracy theories and are attempting to spread their chaos in Barrhead. They are displaying some traits which do not sit well with most people, and hopefully I can describe them for people who don't find the words. They claim they know the true intentions behind our councillors and elected leaders. They are purposely shaking the trust in our democratically elected leaders, then instructing you not to verify information with the councillors. The reason they offer is the elected people are paid by people in the shadows, but only trot out George Soros as the example. George Soros is wealthy but not wealthy enough to overthrow every town and city council, every state or province and country around the world, as these people would have you believe. Notice how councillors are not asked to speak at these meetings. The town and county both hold meetings with underwhelming attendance, but someone posts a hyperbolic video on the internet and 230-plus people show up. Another suspicious activity is when people bring in experts, who are the only ones who can interpret these things correctly. They will explain you are not smart enough to understand these complicated things. Then they will call you to action because idleness is aiding the enemy. These people will try to convince you anyone who disagrees with them is disagreeing on how to protect Canada and is actually committing treason. They might possibly call for severe penalties like hanging or mass executions. Often a plot by an unnamed dark organization to attack you will be brought up. A spooky enemy, possibly a prime minister, who is both the dumbest ever but equally ultra-strategic. Be suspicious of people who use simple words to shortcut critical thinking and reasoning by using overly simplified and typically inaccurate versions of complex situations. Many times these movements will encourage you to reject modernism, equal rights, minority rights, freedoms of the individual, like attacking the freedom of young transgender children and their parents. Groups like this will often claim society is depraved. Anyone who is different from you has a plot to overthrow our traditional values or destroy the family unit. These groups will claim they are the voice of the people. However, they are the voice of a small group of people who are very vocal and angry. They forget, voices of the people aren't self-appointed as these people are. I'm writing to hopefully remind people of the alarming traits of fascism and connect this disturbing trend of individuals coming to our communities to teach us about bylaws the town and county are considering passing. If their behavior smells fishy or seems off, because it is. If you are curious to know more, read How to Spot a Fascist by Umberto Eco. Landon Tischer, Barrhead.